Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida pines. Florida is host to many kinds of pine trees, several of which can work wonderfully for homes with ample planting space. The loblolly pine is the largest of the southern pines and can grow to 150 feet tall. Once established, this tree is very drought tolerant. The slash pine can get up to 100 feet and 4 feet in diameter. It grows well in a wide range of settings. The sand pine is a small tree, usually less than 25 feet in height. It grows mostly in the sandy coastal soils of the peninsula. Many pines grow rapidly and all provide pleasant, dappled shade, and fallen needles make a great mulch. So if you have the room, consider planting one of these favorite Florida natives in your landscape today. For information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, birdwatching basics. Gardening provides a wonderful opportunity to enjoy nature, and you may find yourself wondering about all the birds you see. Advanced bird watchers, or birders, can quickly process a lot of information about colors, songs, and shapes to identify the more than 900 species of birds found in the United States. But to the beginning birder, it can be frustrating to try and identify even common species. To recognize birds, illustrated field guides are a must. Binoculars also help you see details that help differentiate species. It takes practice to develop strong observational skills, so don't give up if you can't identify species right away. The more you watch birds, the more you'll notice and appreciate about these spectacular creatures. For more information about birdwatching and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, renovating your lawn. Around this time of the year, many homeowners begin to think about making their lawns nice for the spring. Renovation is one option. It's improving your existing grass without completely removing it and starting over. Your grass can be damaged by diseases, insects, and nematodes, but it may be suffering because you've planted a type of grass that's not suited to your site. Improper use of pesticides, fertilizer, and water can also harm your lawn, and so can less obvious factors, like the chemistry of your soil. Before you decide whether to renovate your existing grass or reestablish your lawn entirely, figure out why your lawn is not currently thriving. A correct diagnosis will save you a lot of time and money. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, nitrogen. Nitrogen is important to all life, and plants are no exception. They need nitrogen to produce lush green growth. In natural systems, the main source of nitrogen in the soil is organic matter. This comes from decaying plant and animal material. In home landscapes, it's sometimes necessary to provide supplemental nitrogen. Most gardeners do this by applying fertilizer to their plants. But nitrogen doesn't always go only to the plants. It can be washed away by the rain or leached so deep into the soil that plants can't use it. This lost nitrogen can enter rivers, streams, or underground water sources, leading to water pollution. To best benefit the environment and your plants, fertilize only when necessary and make sure to apply the correct amount. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bat houses. Bats are an important part of Florida's ecology, and a single bat can eat thousands of insects each night. You can build or purchase a bat house to help address the habitat loss that bats face, providing these unique flying animals with a cozy place to roost. First, you'll need to pick a site for your bat house. Make sure that the location is fairly open and bats can easily see the house. To build your own bat house, look for plans online. Hang the completed house 12 to 15 feet above the ground, on the south to southeast side of a tree trunk, pole, or building. In time, your bat house may become home to 100 or more bats. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.